Okay, today's daf is Maisos daf Lamed Vav 36, and we are on Lamed Hey Amabez, towards the bottom. As we read the Mishnah yesterday about how much one is allowed to shell and rub and take off the chaff of barley and of wheat, what's considered an achilas arai, what's achilas keva. Again, somewhat strange thoughts because we don't really eat wheat and barley in the fields, bisman hazeh. But again, it was very lamaisa then. And again, we learned the yesodos of the chi of maestros and achilas keva, achilas arai, through these examples. So we saw also the last point that Reb Zeira did double. He did two, not just one. And Mara Folda compared it, just like we learned in the previous parak. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon had different shiurim, so too he had a different shiur. And that relates to what has come up over the past couple of mesechtas, and even in this mesechta we discuss, when do you say that there's an objective shiur for everybody? And when do you say that, no, there's flexible. So it's a chiddush. You might have said that Chazal ordained and said this specific shear is what's called keva and what's called arai. But again, it's all derabanan here, so to speak. The fact that there's a difference between keva and arai, so there is flexibility, but it is still a chiddush. Sometimes we say batla daito etz kaladam. You know, if one person does something unusual, that's not common. Most people have one and not three figs in their right hand, left hand, and mouth. But you know, something like the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Sadi Beis, about carrying. If everybody carries in with their right hand, the left hand, what if you carry on your head? Right? Do you go by where you are? What if it's normal for you? Do you say batla daito? Tosfos there discusses what if there's a whole population, anshei hutzal, that carry in a different way. And the Meiri that I think we've quoted before in Shabbos there, Daf Sadi Beis, the Meiri says, well, it depends. Well, what kind of behavior is it? Is it a normal behavior? It's just that everybody would do it if the reality existed. Right? Remember we discussed whether you grow thorns in order to give to your camels. So if everybody had camels, they would grow thorns. It's just that people don't grow thorns because they don't have the camels to feed. So that's normal behavior. Or if there's carrying baskets on my head, I'm never going to do that. Right? So if that's something that's unusual, so some people do it and some people would never do it. So the Miri says there could be a chiluk between those different types of minhagim. Shekol shebnei osamakam nogim kein mitzad haro'i lefiin yanam, ein omrim v'chigalil ruba da'alma. Shemikol makam ruba da'alma him la'atzmam. They're their own population, if it makes sense, and if it's fitting, it's not a strange type of behavior. So again, but here we have everybody, you know, there is a shear for most people, but as the Gemara said, Reb Zeira did more. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Huna, I think we're four lines from the bottom. Huna bar Chinana bar Rav Tachlifa bar Imi. These two great rabbis, Havayas Sivan Kumi Reb Elazar, they were sitting in front of Reb Elazar. Amar Reb Yonah. Reb Yonah just makes a comment before we continue the story. It said here, this one of the people involved was Rav Tachlifa bar Imi. It doesn't say Rav Imi, or does it? In our gear, so we don't have Rav Imi. So I'm Rav Yonah. In Kulhon bar Imi. So if the, whenever we have stories, we know this bar Imi. So if this story is, the person is Rav Tachlifa bar Imi, Hahein bar Rav Imi, then he's a different person than all the other times that we have, because other times we have somebody named Rav Imi. We have Tachlifi bar Rav Imi, we have that elsewhere. So if this story is about bar Imi, then it must be a different person. In Kulhon, bar Rav Imi, but if this one is Rav Imi, then it's just like the other ones. It's just like the other ones, and it's the same person. We'd rather say that rather than to have somebody who is such a slight difference in name, two different people, Rav Tachlifa bar Rav Imi or Tachlifa bar Imi. Right? So we'd rather say, as the Mara Folda says, that would be better for us by saying that it is Rav Imi in our story and it's the same person. Yeah, titles are important in Chazal. Right? There's a difference. If there's no title, right? Remember the Gemara says after Reb Elazar ben Derdaya, we gave him the title of Reb. You know, in our day and age, everybody gets a Reb when they're called up to the Torah. But you know, in the Chazal, there's right Bab Mitzia. It says that Shmuel never got smicha. See, he wasn't Rav Shmuel, just Shmuel. Shmuel, rather, he saw in the Masorah that he wasn't supposed to get smicha. But even in the titles in the Gemara, Rav and Rebbe are different. Rav and Rebbe, generally Rav are the Rabbanim from Bavel, and Rebbe are the Rabbanim, the Tanoim from Eretz Yisrael, that got smicha. Right, the smicha was a special power given. Interesting, Machlokes Rishonim, Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out, about the purpose of smicha. It starts with the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Right, do we need, the Gemara says in Yevamos that you need a bezdin for geirus. For geirus, you need a bezdin. So ask Tosfos, right, bezdin of three, what do you need the geir, what do you need the bezdin for? That's a good question. What part of the geirus needs a, needs the bezdin? That's a machlokas rishonim. Which part does the kabbalas mitzvahs need? Does the tevila need? Right? What exactly needs? But Tosfos in Yevamos asks, is it true? Tosfos asks in Yevamos men vavim abeis v'im tomar anan hechi mekablin on gerim habin on mumchin. How do we accept gerim b'zmanazeh? What is the institution of gerus? We don't have smuchin. We don't have smuch, ishbi built Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't tell us the answers? You're right. We don't have smuchin, but shlichu sayu of dinan, which is basically the principle of, it's a substitute smicha. Shlichu sayu, the power that was vested in the previous bezdin is given to us, and we pass by, so you're right, we don't have smuchin, but it's shlichu sayu. And the Gemara says that in certain cases, shlichu sayu is applied, that's tosis. But if you look in the Rashba there, the Rashba says, shlichu sayu is a dinter rabbanan. That's a machlokas rishonim. But as a didra rabbanan, meaning midaraisa, there's no shlichus ayah. So you're back to the question. You know, where do you have smuchin? Do you know what the answer is? And the Rambam says this too. You don't need smuchin. Who says you need smuchin? You need three. You need three men. Right? That no basic halacha of geirus. Right? Well, who says that you need smuchin? So machlokas rishonim, whether the bezdin of geirus requires smuchin or not. What would be, you know, what's the nukudas of machlokas? Rav Soloveitchik explains, is smuchin needed for the Hagdara of Bezdin, or is smuchin needed when you have to give a hora'a, a psak halacha? That's the difference. Tosfos said, it's the definition of Bezdin. To be a Bezdin, halachically you need smuchin, and therefore for a Bezdin of Geiris, you need smuchin. Geiris or Shlosha. The Rambam says no. Smuchin is needed only to give a psak. To give a psak halacha. You could have three that is a Bezdin, you can have a Bezdin even without smuchin. To give a psak halacha, a hora'a, so that would require Bezdin. And there are many other Rambams that he quoted that reflect the sheet of the Rambam, that smicha is a function of hora'a, not a function of Bezdin. You could have a Bezdin without hora'a. The Rambam says in Ilchas Sanhedrin, in Perek Dalet, Yesh lem limnos kol mi sheyirtzu ledvarim yechidim. You could have smicha for specific areas. You could have smicha for Hilchas Nida. You could have smicha for Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam says, "Be'isr behatur v'lo ladin imamenis." Oh, yinu lo rishus lahatur nedarim bavad. Oh, liros ksamim. And Rav Soloveitchik wonders, you could have smicha for a specific item. The answer is yeah, because smicha is a function of hora'a. And there are other rayas as well, but we'll leave that for now. But again, that's all. It makes a difference if it's Rebbe or Rav. Rebbe or Rav, because that is different titles that the Gemara has. Maybe tomorrow, but tomorrow's daf, we'll talk about another title of Rabban. Rabban, which is a different title reserved for specific people. Okay, so we have this was all just a comment about the story. The story of Hunana bar Chidina and Rav Tachlifa bar Rav Imi or Imi. So what were they doing? They were sitting in front of Rav Elazar, and Rav Elazar, v'havin le'ad kishrei etzba'asei. He was being menafeach, what the Mishnah was talking about. He was like sifting and getting rid of the chaff of the barley between his fingers, between the tips of his fingers. Kishrei etzba'asei, v'havin savin mine, and they were trying to look. They were trying to take it from him. They were trying to see what he was doing. V'hafach apui l'kosle. He turned around, he faced the wall. He didn't want them looking at what he was doing for some reason. Interesting. V'chavi, and after he was finished, v'chavi lon male shialun. He showed them in his hands, he had a whole measure of barley. Whatever it was, a whole measure, right? The Bara folder says Malei Mida. We're going to get to how is this mutter, right? It says in the Mishnah that one or two or three. We'll have to see how this is mutter, but this is the story. V'tani kein, and there's a brisa that says it's okay. You're allowed to do this. He was doing this with his hands. Ubilvad shelo yinape lo bekanun velo betamchui. Right, as long as you don't use a funnel. As Rosh, the Mara Fulda here explains exactly, describes what we call a funnel. Kli rachav mitzad echad umitzad asheni katzar. Wide on one side and thin, skinny on the other side. Umegalgel ha'ochel mitzad arachav letzad katzar. And the food rolls down from the wide side to the narrow side, umenafech hapsolas bitochen, and you can blow out some of the psolas, some of the chaff. So what is the Braisa saying? You can't use a special separating instrument. That's serious separating. Kind of like borer on Shabbos. Same kind of idea. But it's this creates an achilas keva. This is a very fine type of separating. V'lo b'tamchui, right? Or tamchui Rashi, the Mara Folda. Keep saying Rashi. He's our Rashi. Ka'ara gedola, right? A big plate. V'kalsha osai de kelim halalu harbehu. Right, if you these kalim, you can't do it. What does the Braisa say? You can't use these kalim to do a lot. What's mashma? Mashma hashaloa yedei kalim halalu afilu harbe muter. Right, mashma that only with these kalim always do a lot, quantity. So you can't do a lot with these kalim, but you could do a lot without these kalim. So again, that's the raya the Gemara brings to prove that Rebbe Elazar, what he did was mutter. Again, it's not clear in the Gemara. Mefarshim don't really talk about it. Why did he turn away? Why didn't he want them to see what he was doing? Maybe he wanted to show them at the end, you know, ta-da, you see I have a lot that is mutter. Maybe if they did one at a time, they wouldn't have gotten the message. But now that he shows them that he did a lot together, he's showing them that this is mutter. Good. And the Braisa just ends off with four words, which is a discussion. What does it mean? Ule inyan Shabbos ad kagrogeris. And regarding Shabbos, the shear is grogeris. What is that referring to? Le'inyan Shabbos ad kagrogeris. So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he just says, Le'inyan Shabbos ad kagrogeris, shi'uro ad kagrogeris l'chaivo b'hotza'a. Okay, regarding hotza'a, the shear is always kagrogeris. So that's where that's mefurish in the Shabbos. Doesn't sound like we're talking about hotza'a. It doesn't sound like that's the flow of the Braisa. And by the way, these barley seeds, how much you have to carry out for Shabbos? So it flows that the other Mefarshim explain. Let's say the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you're separating. That's what we're talking about for Shabbos. When you're separating, when you're doing the malacha, I said borer, but it's probably dash. Dash is threshing, where you're getting out the chaff from the kernel from the chaff. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, or Lenin Shabbos ad kagrogeris, ad kagrogeris lo have mefarik tolda dadash. If it's less than the grogeris, so then you're not doing mefarik. Mefarik is the tolda dadash. Dikala achar yadhu, because this is doing it in a shinui way. In a shinu way, meaning if you're not, with a kli is the normal way of doing dash. If you're doing it in your hands, it's a shinui. So if you're doing a shinui, such a small amount, so then that's mutter. That's mutter. That's what the Gemara seemed to say. Again, if it was daraisa, if it was the normal way, lechora, you know, chatzishir is also in a Torah, isn't it? So that's a big discussion, right? We discussed, I think weeks ago, about the isra of chatzishir. The isra of chatzishir in the Gemara is by eating. By Isurei Achila. Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, Kol Chelev, or Chazi Letz Tarufei, the beginning of the last parak of Maseches Yuma, this calls Chatzi Shir. The question is, does it only apply to Isurei Achila? Is it only limited to Isurei Achila? Or does it apply to any Avera? Any Avera that there's a Shir of, you know, most Averas you either do or you don't do. Right? If it's non-Achila, you either wear Shanas or you don't wear Shanas. Either, but sometimes you could talk about a Shir, Geneva. Shavapruta. Do you need a Shavapruta? So the Rambam says, if you steal a kol shehu, you're chayav. The Magen Mishnah says, because chatzi shir is also min haTorah. So chatzi shir applies to Geneva, according to the Magen Mishnah's pshat of the Rambam. And Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalet applies chatzi shir to borer. See, even though a full shir is required for the full Avera, Rashi, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, that's the Amud in Masechah Shabbos in the Bavli, all about borer. Right, all the three, the ideas of Ochel Yad Ba'alter, the whole Sugya Borer is learned out from there. So the Gemara has one line there, where the Gemara asks rhetorically, could you do a malacha, a chasi shir? V'chi mutter lefos pachos mi kashir? The Gemara asks that rhetorically. So Rashi there, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, nihita chiyav chatas leka, you're right, there's no chiyav chatas if it's less than the shir, by baking isura miyaika. But it's still asur daraisa. Tekai malon chasi shir, asur min haTorah. Rashi quotes Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah by Malacha Shabbos. The Perek by Basra De Yoma Vehechik Tani Bor Lachan Chila. So how can you say Bor Lachan Chila even if it's a small enough Shir? So if you're doing it in the Derech, so then there's going to be Chatzis Shir Pashas Asur Min HaTorah. But maybe that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky is saying. If it's Mefarik, if it's unusual, and you're doing such a small amount, So then that would be mutter, right? The Marafolda also similarly says ubeshabbos lenyan shabbos akagrogeris yochol lekalev kidei grogeris v'sulo up until that amount, like the shear of hotzah. Interesting. Some melachos, you might say something different. There is a discussion. Tosfos. I don't know if we discussed this recently. Tosfos in Shabbos on the Mishnah. Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah about the 39 malachos. So some of the malachos have a shear written in the Mishnah. Ha'osa shtei batinirim. Hakosev shtei osios. Potzea shnei chutin. And Tosfos wonders, why do only five or six malachos have the shear written in the Mishnah? And the others don't. The others have a shear. The others have a shear also. But only certain malachos, like Rashi just said, Ofe, but in the Mishnah it just says, Ofe, no shear given. So why? Ask Tosfos. They are little tiny Tosfos. Tzarech lefarish, loma pirish kan, by batinirin. Ose shtei batinirin. Loma pirish kan, uba ore, guba poteo, batofer, uba kosev, shear, tfemi bishar. Why by these? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 malachos, and they say a shear. No answer. Tosfos just leaves that as a question. So some of the mefarshim I saw say, oh, well, maybe you could just, here it's easy, the shear, shtei. Just one word, so you don't have to say more than that. But the Sfas Emes and other mafarshim would say no, because by certain malachas there's a shear la malacha. You've done the malacha even less than the shear, but you did it less than the shear. If you do the shear, you did it fully. By certain malachos, if you don't do the shear, you didn't do the malacha at all. The shear is part of the definition of the malacha. For example, Akira and Hanacha. Right, if I pick up something and I, so the first mission in Shabbos, right? If you do an akira, not a hanacha, so then you're only, it's also only also drabanan. Why isn't it chatzi shir asa ben araisa? I did an akira, it should be chatzi shir. The answer is, if I don't do an akira and hanacha, I did nothing. It's not like I did half a hotzah. I did nothing. If I eat a half a kazayas of pig, I ate a half a kazayas of pig. I ate pig, not enough. But by certain malachos, the shir is definitional to the act. It's definitional. That's what the Sfas Emes says in one line. Ayin Gimel, to answer Tosfos's question. He says, "Deba'oreg ain't a shir ha'ariga, el dekol eicha she'ebo beischutin lavi ariga klav, v'chein potzeh, v'chein tofer." Writing. It says writing two letters. So maybe the malacha is not writing. It's forming words. If you say the malacha is forming words, then you understand. One is nothing. You have to like just reformulate what the definition of the malacha is. The Meiri says that by hotzah. The Meiri calls that, what the Achronim call, it's a chatzi malacha, not a chatzi shir. Right? Chatzi shir is aser daraisa, and you didn't do enough. But chatzi malacha, you didn't do anything. So it could be by all of those malachas, for sure by hotzah, that's what the Meiri says there in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. The Meiri Masechta Shabbos on Daf Gimel, the Meiri says, let's read it. Afa bishenu chayev isrim ya'ika v'hotsa she'ena ikr malacha v'lo maisa ikr achiyev b'hanachahu v'akol nigrar achareha. Until you do the hanacha, you didn't do anything. So that's a chilek regarding shir. Okay, but that's a question exactly what these four words mean, but definitely related to the sugya of chatzi shir. We continue. Reb Chiya Bar Ada, fifth line. Boy, kumi Rabbi Mana. So Reb Chiya Bar Ada, now ask the kasha that we're all wondering. Hachat Amar Bisaorim Shtayim Pater Shalosh Chayev. The Mishnah and the story, right? The Mishnah said the shear is one or two, even Reb Zera, two or three. That's it. Fakoa At Amar Hachin, and here Rabbi Elezer did so many, he had a whole handful. Amar Le says Rabbi Mana Shan Yehi Hacha. Here's different because he could put the rest back. Meaning what? He's out by the granary. He's right next to out of the field. So as we've said a number of times already, if you're right there and you're going to put the leftovers back where you took it from, that's not Gemar Malacha. Even if you have a bunch in your hand, that's not Gemar Malacha. V'tani kein, and we learned in the Braisa, v'med, v'amurim, when do we say that there's a limit like in our Mishnah? At a time where you're not near the Goren, you're not near the granary, that's where there's a limit. But if you're very close to the Goren, the granary, then even more than one or two is mutter. Because you put back the mosar. I saw one of the mefarshim also say, well, maybe also in your hand is better than on your lap. in your hand, by the granary, you can still do it by your hand. Maybe on your lap, it's even more chamor. Right? Because that's already like, I don't know, if you put it in a bag. Here he kept it in his hands. If you have it in your hand, it still could be called snacking. Maybe if you put it in a bag or a container, maybe that would be worse. Okay. We continue now, next Mishnah. Gadal Kuzbar. So Kuzbar is translated, and the Ras Tzir Leo has, Koliandro Balaz. Sounds close enough to coriander, right? A type of spice. But it was grown mainly for its seeds, but sometimes it had leaves that were edible. It had some leaves that were edible. So what do you give maestros from? So kuzbar, shazara lazera, so a kuzbar that you planted for its seeds, you're going to leave it in the ground until the seeds get a little hard, and then you're going to crush it and make it into the spice. That's what the Ras Tzir Leo says. You see in the bottom right? The first column, shazara lazera, lahanicha bimachubar. You're going to leave it in the ground for a while, ad shetuksha, until it gets hard, viyatsu garine zara besocha, and the seeds come out, viyachbotosam, and then you'll beat them, kamo kinnis. Right, you're going to beat them, so that's what, so if you planted it for that purpose, then yarka pater. That even though the leaves, the softer leaves that grow on it, you can eat them without taking them to a maestros. That's considered a tafel. Right, you didn't have it in mind. You know it's going to grow. Right, you obviously know it's going to grow, but you didn't have it in mind. That wasn't part of your kavana. So therefore, you don't have a chiyuv maestros. That's not considered a significant item of food. Zara la yerek, but if you planted it for yerek, but you planted it for the leaves in mind, right? The leaves are very, significant for you. Then misasra zera v'yerek. Then you have to take off maestros from both. Right? Even if you didn't have the zera in mind, because there is the ikker. The zera, that's like batla daito. Even if you don't have it in mind, but that's why people plant, right? If you plant, watermelons, oh, I'm only doing it for the seeds. No, come on. Even if you like watermelon seeds, you can't, ignore the ikker of what this is usually used for. So here too, misasra zera v'yerek. So that's by kuzbar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hasheves, translated as dill, misaseres zera v'yerek v'zirim. Rabbi Eliezer says, sheves, all parts are edible and all parts are considered significant for planting. Right? The zera, the seeds, the yerek, the leaves, and the zirim, the stems. V'chachamim omrim, no. And we'll see in the Gemara this means only if you didn't have it in mind. Eino misaser zera v'yerek ela hashechlayim v'agargir bilvad. Only these two are automatically zera and yerek. Anything else, we'll see. If you have in mind, the Gemara is going to explain. If you have it in mind, zera and yerek, then of course, anything you have in mind, that will be chayiv and maestros. But automatic, the Chacham say no. It's not. Rebbe Lezer, we argue about the sheves. Right? We argue about the dill. Only the following two of shechlayim and gargir are automatically the zera and the yerek. They're both edible and normally eaten, but the others are not. Rebbe Gamliel Omer, all different types of growths. Tomorrows shall tilt on. Tomorrows are the buds. Right, that's one of the pshatim of the Mara folder here. The little buds. Tomorrow shall tilt on. Vishal chardel. Vishal pull alavan. All the buds. So we have leaves. We have buds. Also semi-edible. So the buds of all of these items, the fenugreek, which we had a lot of back in Damayin Kilayim, Tilton, chardel, mustard, pulalavan, and the white beans, chayeves b'meiser. All these are chayev in meiser automatically, because they're pretty edible. They're pretty edible, says Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hatzlaf, which is translated usually as caper bush, the tzlaf has some berries also. Misaser, tomorrow's, the evyonos, the kafras. Rebbe Lezer says, the tzlaf, they're all edible. The tamaros are the buds, the evyonos are the actual berries, and the kafras are the, as we'll see, like husks that grow half on the berry. All of those are edible, and you have to take a meiser from all of them. All of them. Meaning you have to take into account all of the measurements. Rebbe Akiva, Omer, Eina Misasra, Levyonos, Mabdei Shein Pri. Rebbe Akiva's Mekel, no. Only from the berries. Only in the Avionas, that's the pri, that's the fruit. And we'll have to see, does Rabbi Akiva apply this only by Maestros? What about Arla? What about Hilfas Brachos? We'll have to see what Rabbi Akiva says. But these are the different discussions of Sheves, Tiltan, and Kuzbar, all of these different items in the Mishnah. Chizkiya Amar, maybe we'll talk about, first read the Gemara, and then we'll see if this time, talk more about the Mishnah. So Chizkiya Amar, We're talking about kuzbar, back to the first thing in the Mishnah, the kuzbar, the coriander, which remember we said, really they're for zera, they're for seeds. If you had in mind the leaves, then you're chayav to be matzah with the leaves too. But if not, just the zera. So, chizkiya amar, kivan shelakak mimena. Let's say you started, word of introduction. When you planted it, you had kavana just for the zera, for the seeds, like normal. And then what happened? Kivan shalike lakat mimena shtayim shalosh modios. But then, three times in a row, you took a nice portion of the leaves. So clearly this is part of your kavana. You didn't just like take one and snack on it. So once you did that three times, that's oker, your original machshava, and therefore bo machshava is yarek. You have now switched to also including the machshava of yarek, which are the leaves. Because a maisa could be motzi midei machshava. So if you originally thought seeds, but three harvests, you also did leaves, now we say, you know what? You got to do leaves too. You got to be maser leaves too. That is one direction. And what happens if you're like, okay, fine. Now you're a leaf guy, right? You have in mind the leaves. How do you undo that? How do you go back to the state of, I'm only in it for the seeds? So afla inyan azerakein. You could also do it the opposite way. How do you do that? Kivan shemana mimena shtayim shalosh modios. If you withhold water from the harvest three times in a row, where you're supposed to give water, three times you don't give water, so obviously the leaves are going to wilt, they're not going to grow. The seeds in the ground are going to be fine, but it's just the leaves. So three times where you're supposed to give water, you don't give water, bala machshavas hazera. So now you're back to where you started. Then you're back to a zera, and you only have to be ma'aser the zera, period. Good. Says the, you know, let's talk for a minute, then we'll see if we start this braisa. But when we're talking about harvesting all of this, there's a malacha that, again, is not much quoted in the post, and hardly ever comes up. But when we're talking about here harvesting it, we harvest it, which we've spoken a lot about, and then you gather it together. That's a malacha ma'amer. Malacha ma'amer. So the malacha ma'amer is an interesting malacha. There are many limitations to ma'amer, but not too many are listed in the Gemara. The Gemara has a limitation, but there's one that might be in the Rambam. That might be in the Rambam. The Mishnah says in Beitzah. Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Mishnah in, what do I have, Beitzah? Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Aleph, notes, Beitzah, Daf Lamed Aleph discusses bringing in wood from the field. Well, bringing in wood from the field on Yontif. The Gemara talks about whether it's Muksa, whether it's not Muksa. So Tosfos there in Beitzah, Daf Lamed Aleph, asks, what about Ma'amir? Right, the whole issue in that sugi and Maseches Beitzah in the Mishnah is all about muksa. But what about this ma'amer? Is one of the malachas gathering. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says ma'amer is only b'makom gidulo, where it grew. If I gather apples under the apple tree, that's ma'amer. If I gather apples in my house, that's not ma'amer. That's Tosfos. Ein ma'amer ela b'makom gidulo. That's one limit. That's not in the Gemara. That's Tosfos. There's a Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch picks up on this Rambam. When the Rambam discusses Ma'amer, he says, Ha-Ma'amer Perachet Halachahei. Ha-Ma'amer Ochlin. If you're Ma'amer, food. Im La'achilo. He talks about what the shear is. If you're being Ma'amer for food, to eat, shearik agrogaris. Im La'behema, if you're doing it to feed your animal, kamali pigdi. Vim La'saka, if you're doing it to firewood. Ktei La'vasho be'akala. All the different shiurim. Asa Minchas Chinuch, where in the world did the Rambam get this from? Ma'amer, ochlin? Ochlin? Food? So, umistafina lomar davar chadosh. So I'm going to say something. I'm scared to say it, but it sounds that way from the Rambam. De efshar das ha Rambam de meleches imur lo shayach rak ba ochlim velo beitzim, only by food, not by wood. The efshar afilu b'machal behema, even by animal food, but only by the food. De stam ochlin haynu machal adam al karcha kasav. That's what he says. Hamaamer ochlin. It only applies to ochlin. He says, even though in Pirush Mishnayis, he says it applies to Eitzim also, I think he was Chozer Bo. Like we know often, says the Minchas Chinuch, Rambam was Chozer Bo from Pirush Mishnayis in Mishnah Torah. And then he says, V'yavdalo neidam hechan yatsa zel rabbeinu, even though we don't know where the Rambam got this from, efshar shematza be'ezem makom kimavur kama pamim. We know the Rambam often has makoris that we don't know where he got it from. V'tekef be'inyin zeh be'halacha shachar zeh kavatz, and he writes on Makabetz Tveila. And he says, since there's no Beferish Gemara against the Rambam, I could still say that this is a Shita. And then he says, maybe it came from this Beit Salamat Aleph. Right? Tosis is Kasha. Why isn't there Ma'amer here? So Tosis gives one answer. Ein Ma'amer Ela B'makam Gidulo. You know what the Rama might say? Ma'amer only applies to food. This is wood. Maybe this Mishnah is what tipped off the Rambam for Ma'amer. And then he quotes a Rashi in Shabbos Adivav that maybe is being Motzi Mideha Rambam. We're not going to get into that now. He talks there about, of course, the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about what the Makoshesh do, and is he Slafchad, some connect, that Slafchad was Ma'amer or Kotzer, which bush? That's Slaf, that's mentioned here. That's why it's Slaf. Chad, slough, and has sharp branches, so maybe that's where it came from. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, because it's the beginning of a brisa. We'll start, wake up with Zara, we'll pick up with that tomorrow. Shabbos Lamed Zayin, the last full daf here in the fourth parak of Maaseros.